We all have an evolution from small beginnings, and our story is a tale of how one tiny acorn grew into a large oak tree. You know, it's a good one, though, or so we'd like to think it is. But the journey we've taken is one of an evolution of business from the eyes of our founder, Kenton Clark. Now, if Kenton were telling you the story of the early days, he'd probably start by telling you the story of the matchbook. That's right, the tale of how one little book of sticks lit the way for him to pursue a promise that boldly compelled him from its inside cover. The inside cover of this matchbook read, "Become a computer programmer and make $10,000 a year." Now, back in the day, that was a lot of dough to make in 1 year for someone with humble beginnings and a strong drive to succeed. But what it really became was the unfolding of a legacy. You see, not only did Kenton become a computer programmer, but he rose to create one of the most successful African-American-owned businesses that became one of the largest privately held information technology consulting firms in the Northeast. Securing most of the Fortune 100 as clients and winning contracts that set him apart from his competition wasn't easy, especially when you're labeled as a minority. Now, little did he know at the time that business opened a door of purpose-driven legacy for Kenton to just walk through. He gleaned many insights from in-the-trenches experiences about what it really takes for a diverse small business owner to overcome challenges and achieve something that most only dream of. And those insights compelled Kenton to do something bigger that would help countless other SMBs to advance and win business from Fortune 1000 organizations looking to award business spend with minority businesses. Those insights led Kenton to his next evolution, which was forming DiversityBusiness.com, which provided entrepreneurs and small businesses with countless connections, resources, and tools to take their business to the next level. Now, his vision was one of creating influence within the supplier diversity niche inside of Fortune 1000 companies and government agencies, and using the supply chain to help other entrepreneurs win contracts that in turn would create wealthier communities and impact markets. Now, DiversityBusiness.com is a big data technology platform that has served millions of entrepreneurs through connecting all small to medium diverse-owned businesses through B2B matchmaking. Now, couple that with top-tier events that have created a community around this vision and awarded companies and entrepreneurs for their efforts, and that's what you got. That evolution led us to the present issues that we're facing in our evolution as a society. We're all changing, and rapidly. In fact, the next evolution all stems from the conversation about diversity. But is that really where our focus should be, on diversity? Well, let me tell you why we aim to abolish that term and rebrand diversity into what it actually needs to become, inclusion. Now, there are dozens of organizations that support individual segments or classes of diverse peoples. Hey, and that's a great thing because it's helped us as a whole to become aware of issues. It's opened our perspectives and it's made us rethink who we are and who we are being. However, it's a double-edged sword. Because you see, on the other side of that blade, we're still segmenting and labeling people into specific classifications. And we're doing it everywhere in business and in life. And at the end of the day, we're people. We're humans of all races, genders, and generations, all together in one society. We are what is called the inclusive majority. And it's time to start embracing that 100% across the board. You see, this is the part where things get interesting. Because you see, as a company, we asked the important questions that few others are bold enough to ask. We asked ourselves, how are we to advance as a nation, let alone in business, if we continue to lump people into labels, silos, or market segments? All across the country, organizations are trying their best to figure out how to solve the issues of diversity. You know, we're working on things like, how do we have a more diverse workforce? What do we do with leadership? How about our supply chain? How about generation gaps? Or how about developing marketing into diverse markets or even marketing to multiple market segments? Or what about building a brand that creates a loyal tribe of raving fans and followers into one big community? But how can we do that if we're still narrowly thinking, dividing, and acting in silos and labels? Well, the answers to those very questions are why we knew that it was time to rebrand DiversityBusiness.com and in turn start being the one organization that stands for all entrepreneurs and SMBs to break the mold, ditch the labels, and shatter the ceiling that's been preventing real economic growth for all of us. You see, the answer is to rethink diversity and the impact of this with all of us. And that's why we've rebranded, we've reinvented ourselves, and we've innovated for the next level so that we can boldly lead the way through advanced levels of thinking and doing business. We are Omnicle. And yes, that is pronounced Omnicle. Now you might be wondering what our name actually means. So allow me to share that with you. You see, Omni means inclusive of all people, products, and services. And it represents the ripple effect that this has on all of us. And KAL, well, that's the initials of Kenton's three children combined, representing a strong stand for family and values. The heart of Omnicle is and will always remain our big data business profiles with over 2 million companies of all sizes whose ownership represents the landscape of America. We are simply the best in data collection. We've become the organization that has finally innovated the platform that is solving real problems of advancing businesses using data profiles as our core solution. How, you ask? Well, we're connecting entrepreneurs to each other and to higher level opportunities and providing the mentorship and training that helps all businesses grow and scale without exclusion, and through understanding how to reach and connect with the inclusive majority. You may be wondering what some of our lingo might mean that you might see on our website or hear me talking about in this video. And we hope that you are, because a big part of our goal of rebranding diversity means that we need to rethink a new language that empowers us to move business and move the planet forward. We've taken the liberty of creating new industry terms that we encourage you to think about and use, and you can access our dictionary of terms and learn more. We've even created a bold, powerful initiative called Together We Are that is helping big brands align with and capture more of the inclusive majority via their branding and marketing efforts, as well as addressing the internal challenges they face at levels within their organization. We encourage you to check out the Together We Are page and learn more. In our new chapter, Omnicle is focused on using forward-thinking technology solutions within our platform to solve some of the most complex growth problems that keeps us from moving the world forward. We distinguish ourselves by offering inclusive membership for all small to medium business owners and corporate executives and government agencies. We take pride in being a forerunner in conscious capitalism, social entrepreneurship, in moving business forward, and in building wealth for all. We are the only platform that connects all people, products, and services in one place. We have big plans for the future, and we want to connect with you and take you with us on this journey. Want to join us? Choose one of the options below and check out our free 30-day membership for SMBs or your corporate membership options. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great day.